Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar, the Father.
trapped in the belly of a fish and I cannot get out. Can you see me? Can you hear me? Thank goodness. Listen, I've been trapped for like probably days, hours. I don't even know anymore, to tell you the truth. See, I'm in the belly of a fish, and I could be halfway around the world right now. I could be at the bottom of the sea. I could be in Texas. I don't know where I'm at right now. I guess the bottom line is that I just need help, and I just feel hopeless. I don't know if I'm ever gonna be rescued. And the truth is that I really think it's all my fault. See, if I would have just listened to God, I wouldn't even have found myself here in the first place. But you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, so how about I stop babbling and maybe get you guys caught up, huh? Of course. See, my name is Jonah. I'm a prophet of Israel, God's chosen people. And a prophet is really simple. It's somebody who speaks on behalf of the will of God. But what happens when God wants you to go speak love and mercy to a bunch of no good, mean, dirty, rotten people like the Ninevites? Then being a prophet isn't so good. I mean, what would you do if God told you to go up to the biggest, meanest bully at your school and say, God loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you? I mean, which he does. But it's still scary, right? Now imagine a whole city full of bullies who do really mean things to people. I mean, Nineveh is like Israel's worst enemies. I mean, have you read what the Bible says about them in the book of Nahum? Listen to this. Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims, the crack of whips, the clatter of wheels, galloping horses and jolting chariots, charging cavalry, flashing swords and glittering spears, many casualties, piles of dead bodies without numbers, people stumbling over corpses. That's intense. And that's what Nahum says about Nineveh. I don't even really believe it, but God wants me to be the person that goes speaks to Nineveh. He wants me to tell them that he loves them and he wants them to turn from their evil ways and that he wants to forgive them. And he wants me to be that messenger. And I mean, I know God is merciful. I just wish that he wasn't always so kind and forgiving. So I disobeyed God and I ran away. And I got to the port of Joppa and I just wanted to jump on a boat that would take me as far, far away from Nineveh as possible. So I did. Tarshish, get your tickets to Tarshish. Why, I would like passage on your vessel. Huh? I want to ride on your boat. Ah, yes, then you came to the right place. What makes a man like you want to travel across the world to Tarshish? Well, I'll tell you I'm not running away. I'll tell you that much, if that's what you mean. Well, welcome to the sick dog! Huh? Because by the time you make your way over the seas to Tarshish, you will be sick of the open waters. Sick as a dog? Yes! But it's really true. Okay, that makes sense. So I jumped on a boat and I went to Tarshish. And actually, just so you can see kind of where we went, it looks a little bit something like this. So, Joppa is here, and Tarshish is all the way on the other side of the world. And Nineveh, well, it's right here. Now, back to the story. See, I thought I could escape God, that if I ran, that he wouldn't be able to find me. Man, was I wrong. He sent a huge storm out to the sea. It went a little something like this. Batten down the hatches. It's going to be a huge one. It's going to be insane. We're all going to die. The crew did the best they could to get to shore by paddling, but it just didn't work. And meanwhile, I was just under the cabin, asleep.
Pray to your gods, mates. Pray that we would have mercy. Somebody get a bucket of water and wake up sleeping Jonah.
You totally just blasted the wrong Jonah. I am super awake right now.
Arr, my bad, matey, my bad.
Yeah, just give me a second real quick.
Jonah! Wake up, lad, wake up! You've been asleep and we're all going under. You need to pray. You gotta tell him to have mercy on us.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a great idea.
I think it's a grand idea, huh?
And that's basically what I did. I told everybody that I worship God, and the God that I worshiped, he made the land and the sea, and ultimately that the storm was my fault. So I just told him to throw me over.
All right, mateys, we're gonna throw him over.
Yeah, you should probably throw me over.
All right, on the count of three, you scallywags. One. Two. Three. Yeah, the storm is over. It worked. Thank God, mateys. Thank God.
And really, the storm totally stopped right at that moment.
Praises be to the merciful God of Jonah. Stop the storm. I can't believe it.
Your lines are over now, so how about that way?
We're still alive! Ha 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 ha!
As I was saying, the Lord totally stopped the storm. I mean, calm. But at the same time, he sent this big, huge fish to come swallow me up, and that's how I ended up here. And I've been praying, like, the whole time I've been down here, that God would have mercy on me and that he'd save my life. And, well, do you even know what mercy means? It means being kind to somebody or forgiving somebody who doesn't deserve it. And I've been praying for that, but God hasn't been answering my prayers the way I wanted to. So I'm just here waiting. Just really afraid I'm gonna die down here. So I decided to write a letter, and I'd have some goodbyes that I'd like to say to some of the people that I love the most. So first, Mom, thank you so much for always being so awesome. Oh, did you feel that? That was like a huge bump. Dad, it was so cool how that one time you totally... Oh, something is seriously not okay with this fish. To my brothers, I think you totally... Oh my... I knew you were gonna do this, God. That's why I ran. That's why I ran from the first place. Because I knew you were gonna forgive them. They were wicked people, and still your mercy and your grace, it covered them. And now I'm waiting here, and it'd be better for you just to take my life. Just forget about it. Just kill me now. So hot too. Oh, a tree. That's awesome. Yeah, just put this right here. Yeah. Oh, hey, you're still there. I didn't think this thing was still transmitting a signal. I don't know if you saw all that. That's awkward. Did you see my tree? God gave me this tree. It's nice and shady. Been really appreciating that. Let's just cut to it. I'm just upset at God. I mean, after I get out of the belly of the fish, it spits me up on this beach right by Nineveh. I go there. It takes me 3 days to walk through the whole city. I'm telling people, repent, repent. It's a huge city. After I'm telling them repent, their city's gonna get overthrown if they don't.
Of course, they repented, and now they're not gonna get what they deserve.
And I come back here, and I'm waiting, and God's not doing anything. I mean, God, you haven't done anything. And I thought,
And now my tree's dead. Oh, man, I'm so frustrated right now.
Special message for Jonah.
Oh, I'm Jonah. Thanks a lot. From God. Dear Jonah, you've been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend to it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left? God, I guess I never really thought about it like that, I guess. I mean, I was begging God to give me mercy when I was in the belly of the fish. And with this tree, I mean, I wanted mercy there, and yet I didn't want God to have mercy on 120,000 people in Nineveh. I guess I really never thought about it that way. God wants to be merciful to us and to our enemies. He wants us to know Him, and He wants us to draw near to Him. And God is merciful, and He wants to use everyday people like you and me to show that mercy. I hope you remember that. I hope you learn from my mistakes. And by the way it looks, Israel is a long way away. Got a pretty far walk ahead of me. Thanks for listening. I just needed somebody to talk to, I guess. Well, gotta go. Talk to you guys later.
So, in today's part of the big God story, we saw how God used Jonah to show His mercy to the Ninevites, and how God also showed mercy to Jonah as well. Guess what? God still shows mercy to us today. The most important way that God showed mercy to us is by sending Jesus to die for us on the cross, because our sins deserve punishment. But because God loves us so much, He sent Jesus to save us. That's right, friends. He shows us mercy if we believe in Jesus, His Son. And because God is merciful, we can come to Him in prayer with anything we need. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of needs." So, in what ways do you need God's mercy today? Maybe you need God to speak to the heart of someone you love, to bring that person into relationship with Him. Maybe you need forgiveness from the sin or guilt that you have in your heart. Or maybe you're simply having a hard time right now and need prayer and need God's help. You can do that as you listen.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke Your name into the night. Then through the
down from the
In Ephesians 2, 4 through 5, it says this, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our sins. It's by grace you have been saved." That's an amazing verse, friends. Let's think about that today as we receive the blessing. May God show you mercy and grace every single time you need it. May you rejoice and worship God when God shows mercy to you and to those around you. Have a great week.